There's a tiny village on the Ohio-Indiana border called Longtown. It is one of the earliest black settlements in Ohio. Today, Longtown has fewer than 100 residents, and most of them had geared up for a battle with a mega dairy that was trying to move in. They may have won that skirmish, but now they face a new fight, trying to preserve the town's history. Eileen LeBlanc reports.
This part of Ohio is typical flat farmland, cropless and gray in winter. After passing through a sweet little town called Palestine, it's just a farmhouse here and there and a barn. No signs, no fanfare. Longtown may be short in development, but it's long in history. Churches, cemeteries, schools, and old houses tell its story.
This is the Clemens Farmstead.
Roan Smothers is one of our guides.
On the National Register of Historic Places, and also acknowledged by the National Park Service as an Underground Railroad house because the owners, the Clemens family, were conductors in the Underground Railroad.
Roan Smothers is an historian who works for the city of Dayton. He wrote the nomination which put this house on the National Register of Historic Places. The property was bought in 1822 by James Clemens, a black man. The house, now a home to a few freeloading raccoons and groundhogs, was built around 1850, and the community of Longtown was soon settled.
Some of the southern states in the early 1800s were making it very difficult for free people of color to live. There were actually slave rebellions going on in the southern states of Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and they had passed laws making it difficult. They were taxing free blacks a higher rate than they were actually taxing owners of slaves. So these folks loaded up their covered wagons and moved west, and at that time this was west, Indiana and Ohio.
Many residents were triracial, a mix of African American, Indian, and white. This community of mixed-race people attracted other people like themselves. By 1880, they numbered 900 residents. Wanting to protect Longtown's place in history, Roan Smothers and other area citizens obtained a grant in 2002 from the National Park Service to restore the Clemens Farmstead. Then, last February, some engineers began poking around. They were spotted taking soil samples on nearby property. Local residents later learned that a company called Riebehoff was planning to set up a dairy in Longtown. The Netherlands-based dairy would have housed and milked 2,100 cows. It also would have involved creating an 8-acre open-air lagoon that would hold 25 million gallons of manure mixed with water. 69-year-old Jack Holland was born and raised in Longtown.
They met with the Darr County commissioners. We found out, and we sort of busted the party. That's how we found out that they drilled 15 test holes.
The residents were concerned about smells, flies, pollution, drawing down the water table. They also felt that efforts to attract visitors to historic Longtown would fail if there was a mega dairy next door. Holland took their concerns to the Ohio State Capitol, where he met with Senator Tom Roberts. Roberts then introduced a bill designating Longtown as a state historic landmark. He also called for a moratorium on the type of agribusiness venture proposed by Riebehoff, known as concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs.
We know that they do create a large flow of traffic. They do create some odor in cases. And I don't think many people would want to come to a historical site if they have to put up with that kind of environment. Nor would the people feel comfortable in developing a site, the investors in that kind of site, if they knew they were going to run into those kinds of environmental issues.
Riebehoff declined initial requests for a tour of one of their dairies. After weeks of bad publicity and legal challenges, the company announced that it changed its mind. It would not build on the Longtown property after all. A press release states, "We came to recognize that our farm could have an unintended impact on plans to restore the Longtown settlement as a tourist destination. The move is seen by residents of Longtown as a victory, but they're not celebrating yet. The company is now exploring other sites in the county, which some believe could still have a negative impact on efforts to turn Longtown into an historic tourist attraction." For NPR News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc.